Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and today we have a dear longtime friend, part of the Nikan family, Herb Rapp, with us. And Herb, your tenure with Nikan spans how far?
Into the 25th year this year.
So, quarter of a century, and Nikan is celebrating our 30th year. And as I said to my father, my sponsor this week, I said, you know, Dad, my tactic lately has simply been, yeah, we're just kind of getting started here in North America. We've logged in 3 decades or, you know, 30 years, but we kind of feel like we're just starting to figure it out. And he started laughing. I literally thought he was going to wet himself. And I said, Dad, it's easier that way. Rather than bragging on all of our past accomplishments and resting on our laurels, it's easier just to make light of it. So 25 years for you. Herb, most people have probably heard your story, but it always bears worth repeating, you know, that elevator speech or that, you know, how did you get introduced to this?
Well, I was very fortunate that in 1994, my dear mom had some health challenges with arthritis. And her hands were all gnarled up. She was walking in a walker. And, you know, most sons are their mom's favorite, and that's where I was. She was my best friend, and, you know, just pained me to see her being in such discomfort. And she told me on November 7th, I don't want to live anymore if I have to be in this much pain. And so I did something I'd never done before. I just went on a real prayer mission to ask God for something to help my mom. So every night for 12 nights, I think, I got on my knees at the side of my bed and just prayed till I lost my voice, asking God and yelling, but not at him, but just to him, that, you know, please help me find something to help my mom. And fortunately for me, God heard and answered the prayer very quickly and sent 2 pro football players to my tennis club with the Nikan products. And they came in about the 12th or 13th of November. And they did some demonstrations in the lobby of the hotel, and I saw them doing stuff out there. I was in a tennis shop just adjacent. Well, after a few days of people having been to those presentations, I spoke to the daughter of the club owner, and she said that she got the first time in years she slept through the night without waking up and having to take painkillers. And she said she had purchased a back belt and a sleep pad from these guys, and they were recommending different products for different problems, but she slept through the night, and she's been in 2 car wrecks where the cars were totaled, and she was in a back brace, and she was in excruciating pain, but she got relief. And I said, well, I sure need to talk to these guys. So I went to a presentation on a Thursday, and I had tennis elbow from lifting weights, and I hadn't taught for about 10 days, just other than beginners. Anyway, I put some sleeve on my elbow and 2 disc magnets, and in 2 days I played 3 hours of tennis. And I was just blown away that something could change so quickly. I purchased 4 products for my mother, who lived in Las Vegas, and I was in Southern Cal. And I took those products to her, and she was very optimistic and said she'd use the products, the pad to sleep on, the insoles for her feet, the flex for her back, and the mag voice for her hands. I left them with her and came back at Christmas a month later, and lo and behold, she's standing in the kitchen without a walker. She wiggled her hands in glee and said, look at my hands, and I gave her a hug, and she said, I'm 95% pain-free in 30 days. And her smile was so big, she had to go through the door sideways, and just was a wonderful experience for me to see something happen that could really give my mom her life back. And that just of course, what happened during the course of my conversation with God, I said, if you let me find something that will help my mom, I'll do whatever you want the rest of my life. So I figured that must be part of the picture, because my mom got her life back in just 30 days and lived another 10 years before she passed, and really enjoyed life.
You know, Herb, we could go like 15 different directions with what you just shared, but I think the biggest thing that I heard is a couple things. One is, more often than not, we find people who are at a crossroads. They're desperate because our medical system in our country is very much broken. I was listening to Marty Jeffries yesterday in the ICANN Attitude, and he was telling a story that Bob Proctor told, you know, years ago about a person driving down the road and a warning light comes on in their vehicle, and he said, you know, the person pulled into the service station and walked in and asked for a hammer, came back out, smashed out the warning light on the dashboard, problem solved. And, you know, of course you can't do that. I mean, you can, but how often have we been doing that in this country with the medical problems that we deal with? We just keep masking them with drugs or surgery or whatever. And when you get to the point where, like your mom, you're at wit's end and you don't want it. And that's not unusual. I had lunch with a clinical psychologist this week, and he was going through such emotional trauma years ago. He's a counselor. He's a trained counselor. That he said, Vance, I was ready to kill myself, to take my own life. And fortunately, he didn't, because I know my life would have been robbed, and so would the lives of literally hundreds of people, hundreds of clients that he's helped through. But the other thing, too, that jumps out at me is I'm reminded of Joyce Smith. This is a true story. It's in the theaters right now. Chrissy Metz plays the lead character about her son falling through a lake, a frozen lake in Missouri, and he's underwater for 15 minutes. Clinically, 5 minutes is the max. Okay, I've helped rescue patients or victims from water, and once you go 5 minutes without breathing underwater, that's pretty much it. And so to go to 15 minutes, the chances of coming back are absolutely zero to none. Anyways, this gal, Joy Smith, she cries out to God, just like you did, Herb, and says, you know, God, if there's a way out there, you know, please, you know, provide it. You got to save my son. And if you haven't seen the trailer, I encourage you. The movie is called Breakthrough. I haven't seen the movie yet, but it looks to be amazing. I guess, Herb, my point is this, that you cried out. The flip side, you played Let's Make a Deal, you know, Monty Hall, and it changed the course of history for Herb Rapp. And here you are 25 years later, and hundreds, if not probably thousands of people's lives, because you made that decision. Let's go fast forward all the way to present day, because I know you and I could get caught up in story after story after story of people's lives who have been greatly impacted. And more often than not, we get accused of making medical claims just because they're so supernatural. But looking back over 25 years, besides your mom, besides some of the stories I know that you've experienced in your own life with your wife, Grace, is there one that literally causes an emotional reaction when you think of it?
Well, you know, my mom's story, that was enough for me. Boy, I was on fire since I saw my mom have her standing there without the water just 30 days. So that one is the one that just propels me on a daily basis to make sure I don't withhold the information from talking to people. One of the ones that was the most touching, just it wasn't even my testimony that I gave the product, but I was at a hotel on the coast of California, and I was up early and headed to breakfast and walking on a little sidewalk, and I passed up three ladies, and there was a lady in the center who was obviously having difficulty walking, and two ladies were assisting her to get down to breakfast. And I walked past her, I was about 15 steps past her, and I said, you know what, I just got to tell her about NECAN. So I turned around, went back, and she was the sweetest little gal with a smile on. All three were very friendly, and I said, you know, I just couldn't notice that you're having challenges walking this morning, and I wanted just to share something that just a few months ago I found a company out of Japan that has amazing, wonderful technology that you wear on your feet or on your back or different parts of your body, and really helps you to get around better and feel better. And a big smile came across this little lady's face, and she said, son, I haven't walked for 7 years. I have those insoles in my shoes. And you can tell right now that touched me so much that was just another lady whose life was compromised. And the magnetic insoles just putting in her shoes got her walking again after 7 years. So that's just tonight. Still touching me today to see that lady's face and see had a life back that she could enjoy again after being pretty much bedridden on a wheelchair situation. So she was up walking again with some assistance, but was probably headed toward getting around a little bit better. She was in her late 70s probably. But that probably isn't one of the stories that touches me, but such a simple one. But boy, it just shows you the power of those technologies that are changing lives. It's something simple like a paramagnetic insole.
And you, as you said, you weren't even the one that introduced her, but somebody else did. Somebody else took a step, made a phone call, made a comment. You know, Sandra Thornton encouraged me a couple weeks ago to follow up with a customer of ours. He wasn't even a customer, but his wife suffered a stroke 10 years ago. We serve on the fire department together. And they came to a movie night, and I wasn't sure. And I was talking to Sandra, and she said, "Vance, call him. Just call him." I said, "Well, I already did. I left a message, and he hasn't called me back." She said, "Call him again." Well, I did, and they end up joining as customers. They bought some products, and I followed up with him yesterday. And he's an engineer, so he's still trying to wrap his brain around this. But I just keep, you know, encouraging him. But he said to me yesterday, "No, I..." She said, my wife used that used the grounding thing, and she woke up the next morning and she said, "My back feels great." And she walks like what you're describing her. She walks with a shuffle, and she has for 10 years. And it's such a great reminder that we just never know who we're gonna reach out to and talk. Her last Monday of this week, you and I, for years now, I guess. I don't know how many years it's been, but you and I start our week, our Monday morning, with a really interesting ragamuffin group of individuals, and several of them are on the call right now. But on the Nikan prayer call is what we affectionately call it, hosted by Dr. John Jackson. And you did a wonderful job of giving a summation, so to speak, like a closing argument is what I called it, of what happened last weekend in San Diego. Would you mind for those folks that were either there or maybe those of us who weren't there? This was a 30th anniversary celebration. It was one of the field events that took place. You know, we're not supposed to compare camps or compare conferences or conventions, but what made this one unique to you, and where do you see us going from here?
Well, having been involved with some amazing conventions over the 25 or so years, I've seen really amazing conventions, you know, done by Nikan, and I know the energy that can go in and the work that goes into making nice conventions. And I have to say that this one was just at the right time, the right place, with the right venue, and the team that put it together just did a perfect job. Spring in Del Mar, California, there's no better place to be on planet Earth. I mean, the salty air, the humidity, the sun, the palm trees, everything about Del Mar is just like a magic little place. We were tucked behind the world-famous Del Mar racetrack at the Hilton Garden Inn, and the Hiltons are very nice. The setting was nice. The hotel is a very first-class hotel. And, you know, it began with Jeff doing an awesome job with HBM on Friday. And when it finished up, then we had a little 3 hour time frame in the auditorium there with a celebration of all the accomplishments of different people and contests, different levels, changes, and they announce people that have the most personal volume of sales, they have the most recruiting and the most personal group volume. They announce Team Kaizen, and they talk about the you know, the different awards that the people have accomplished, and people came up on stage and talked, and celebrated John and Annette Jackson being new diamonds among all the others. That was a feature celebration for a level of pin change, and the Jacksons have been wonderful consultants for a long time and just done a lot of work for a lot of people. John and Annette host that Monday morning prayer call, which is a nice addition to the weekend experience. Saturday we had excellent training all day, just wonderful speakers, cross sessions of training, starting from just kind of looking at Nikan, taking us through the path of a person just looking at Nikan, and then becoming a consultant, and then being brought up in the understanding of all the different vehicles that are in place for advancing your business, with the Fast Start program and all the new programs that are put in place. TI is a new program that is a 3-month period of time when you have some requirements of volume and personal volume and personal group volume. And I was pleasantly surprised that I won that TI, and it put 500 reward bucks in my account at the end of the month. So, you know, just some really cool things that I wasn't even aware of that TI so much, but just happened that the volume was there to accomplish that.
Herb, I wanna stop right there, because that's something that psychologists say today, that amongst, and this is people of any age, it's not just the young people that are glued to their screens or their phones, their devices, whatever you want to call them, but FOMO, fear of missing out, that's the acronym. And I discovered something the other day when you're talking about this this promotion. And is it permanent? Yes, it's all year. Maybe they'll take it away next year. We don't know. But that fear of missing out, I missed out. I was looking at the volumes from January, February, and March, and 1 month Stacey and I fell 200 points shy in one of those categories. And I went, doggone it. That's exactly what I said out loud. Because we missed out on the reward of 500 Nikan reward dollars. That's $500 worth of points, $500 worth of products, excuse me, and you got it, and I'm sure several other people got it. The requirements are really not that difficult. They're posted right on the website. It is a new, I'm going to lobby to Jeff and to Ruben and to Luis to make it a permanent thing, because it's an ongoing thing that it doesn't take much, but we missed 1 month. And let me say right now, we're not going to miss it again, because
not by 200 points.
I would have bought $200 worth of products to get 500. Come on,
sure.
That's a no-brainer. You know, I'm more than doubling. That's 2.5 times my money, and you know that's $2,000 worth of free products a year. What could you do with $2,000 worth of free products?
That's a nice bonus.
It is. So anyways, I just wanted to throw that out there, because that's something that's there, it's permanent, and now's the time. Right now, we're in April. Trust me, I'm not missing it out for the next quarter. We will be getting that, and I've got several little, I've got a wish list. Sandra Thornton taught me years ago, make a wish list of all the stuff that you normally wouldn't buy, that you could, but normally you wouldn't, because now you don't have to pay for it.
Well, you know, if you layer in the different incentives, the Entrepreneur Club, the Powers Club for the new consultant, all these different things, there's just an awful lot of bonuses that people can take advantage of if they are aware of them and just make up their mind in the beginning that they want to win those bonuses. It's definitely. I had 2 Paragon Awards in December and got $2,000 check, you know, for 2 Paragon. And then all the volume that came from that was 1,850 reward points in addition from breaking 6 silvers. So, I mean, the Nikan rewards are really there, and that's product that you sell. You might buy yourself something that you wouldn't maybe spend money on right away, but, you know, there's all kinds of incentives that are really meaningful, and they're very well, you know, positioned as you build your business. The Team TI makes 2,000 volume points, and personal volume maybe of 500. Anyway, they should check it out. But it's definitely doable if you're building your business. Everybody should take advantage of that.
Absolutely. And her going forward from here, it's really not that difficult. I don't want to say it's easy, but if you want to be a business owner, this Nikan definitely, for the long haul, I won't say, because I've seen lots of other network marketing companies out there that they have these rocket start, fast, kickoff programs, and you make a lot of money. But the problem is, 3-5 years down the road, the company doesn't exist, or they have to go through and change their name, or their product gets, snapped up by another conglomerate, and so you're out of an opportunity. So I'm not sure that's really. But if you want to do that, if you want to go down that road, that's fine. My point is simply this: for the long haul, and again, you're spanning 25 years. How imperative is it for us to understand the simple basic principles that it's going to take time, and if we will simply put some things in motion, like you just said, to check out some of these incentives and pick one or a couple, maybe, because you're really good about doubling them up, because you said 1,800 reward points just from December alone. That's nearly $2,000 worth of free product. You could do a lot with that. Use those and put them back into your group. But I want to finish our conversation with this, and I'm again that we can go so many different directions. You and Grace live a life that others only dream of, in the sense that there's not much that you don't get to do because you can. I won't say that, you're earning $1 million a month, so, finances are not an issue, it's irrelevant, but I want to talk about, in a couple minutes here, the transition that you guys are going through and going to hit the open road. Can I say it that way?
I'm not sure exactly what fifth
wheel. Fifth wheel. Motorhome, camper, because it's huge for a lot of folks that say, oh yeah, I'd like to do that. I've never thought about that. You have no driving experience in doing something like this, because you and I talked about this a few weeks ago, but it's a huge, kind of a huge transition. But I get the impression you're doing it because you can.
Well, I just had one of my consultants mentioned they were going to sell their fifth wheel. And I'd always liked the thought of having a mobile, little house on wheels kind of thing. But I never saw myself in a big motor home. But I did listen to him. He said he was selling his fifth wheel. And I thought, grow up, I would like to maybe go take my little fifth wheel down to Sedona, Arizona, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Lake Tahoe, Nevada, Santa Cruz, California, places like that. And I'm never retiring, but I would like to maybe move and become kind of a nomad for a period of time, where I would just go to some of my favorite places, park up by Yellowstone Park outside the park and take advantage of that park. But I always thought, I don't want to have that big motor coach because I don't think I could drive it. Well, the fifth wheel was a perfect concept because my friend had a Ford 350 truck. And he was selling that, and he was selling a 44-foot, just a beautiful fifth wheel outfit with just the finest interior you could imagine. King-size bed with a 48-inch flat screen at the end of the bed, and a 60-inch flat screen in the living room, and a beautiful granite floor and granite countertop, double sink kitchen. Everything about it was just, just fantastic. So anyway, I invested in that. So down the road at some point in time when I'm not teaching tennis here in Las Vegas, I'm going to have the ability to go to those places and spend time and work with consultants and do previews and play tennis and play pickleball. It's just something to look forward to. I'm not ready to do it right now, but it just gives me something to put a smile on my face about the future. But it'll take me to a lot of people in different places. And what I found when I built my business, when I was around people who were having fun, they're much more receptive and they want to talk. And that's been one of my favorite areas of growth is around my tennis shop and around tournaments for tennis or tournaments for pickleball. And it's just been the perfect storm of me introducing what I love about Nikan is that at 70 years old, I'm still doing everything. I get through at 20. I don't have any pain in my body. I look 50 instead of 70. And so my assets are visible by the fact that I'm not playing pickleball, moving like a youngster as opposed to barely moving around to 70. So that's something I have to look forward to, and I never thought of it like that. God just introduced me to this gentleman who was going to part with his fifth wheel, and we made an investment for the future, but it's something to really look forward to. And it's just never retiring. It's just transitioning to a different style of living, and I'm really looking forward to that someday.
And I guess, Herb, the reason I bring that up is because, as you said, it's something to look forward to because you're always looking to the future and making goals and dreams of, like, look, we're not going to settle. And I quote you probably weekly in your reference to people that are in their 60s, 70s, and beyond, you know, and they're not really living. They're existing, you know, the pipe's up the nose, they're dragging around a tank, they're on 15 different medications. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And they're not really living, unfortunately. And I know that's not what God intended for those people. And we do have some amazing solutions. And it's just fun to be on the same team as you are because I learned so much.
Well, Vance, let me just share what I've been sharing with people. You know, I'm in my shop. I'm talking to people that are just coming in to play tennis, and I see they got their knees braced up or their elbows braced up. And we start talking, and I said, you know, what the shame is, you know, I'm 70, and I'm really normal for 70. It's everybody else that's out there that's given up playing sports because their knees are bad and their back's bad. And in one way, they're normal because there's so many people dealing with that. But the thing is, the human body at 60 years old has just reached middle age. And when I tell them that, they kind of look with a puzzled look at me. And I said, you know, the body, you know, the problems with the body right now are the choices people are making. It's not a germ that's getting in your body. It's choices on how we take care of our needs. When you go through a college education, you still don't know how to eat. You don't know how to take care of your spine. You don't know how to take care of your back and your knees. And it's just... it's just a shame that you pay all that money for education, and the most important thing in your life is your body, and you still don't know how to take care of it. You don't know the damaging effects of bad water. You don't know the damaging effects of, you know, the sleeping poorly. So I run people through a little quick seminar on how to take care of your body, and the good news for me is I can prove it by my ability to do what I do. And it's fun to see people kind of change their positioning from negative at first, and they realize, man, this time... he's making sense here a little bit. The water is 75% of our body, and it makes a difference what I'm drinking. So I think I'm getting better at the psychology of talking to people and getting to think that, you know, maybe I need to make some adjustments in my health strategy. And, you know, the reality of this, people think they're going to get to 80 and their life's over. You know, I think that's about where people are living on average, and they're still leaving 40 years on the table, not taking advantage of the years 80 to 120. And they've done studies that show the organs live to 120, so there's no reason why you don't die of a bad knee or a bad back. You die of things happening to your organs. So it's just lack of wisdom. You know, like the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. I just have to have more wisdom than the average bear when it comes to staying healthy and staying active. But people are really listening to me now that I'm moving around so well, even at 70. And I'm not in a hurry for the next 10 years, but I can't wait to see how they respond when I'm doing the same thing at 80. It's going to be fun to see their faces.
Go ahead.
Yeah, excuse me, Herb. This is Earl Verhulst, the Baron. And I've got herpes now, and I'm going through that. Does Nikan, you think, have anything that would help that? Or would have helped that?
You know, the comment I would make is the healthcare professionals would be able to comment more on that kind of thing. But one thing is for sure... and when you bring in far infrared energy and magnetic energy into the human body, that's a mercenary army reporting for duty. And it's going to go into the body, and the brain's going to say where to go and where to take the energy. And then you never know what can happen. That's a topic that I'm not aware of, the particular one you mentioned. But We have many healthcare potentials, and we have a lot of people that have testimonials of things that occur. But your immune system is stronger as soon as you have these energies. Your strength is stronger. Your concentration. Every cell in your body is functioning at an advanced level of 20 to 30% approximately. At least that's the way I understand it. So you really want to have these energies. Without the magnetic field, you die in 10 days. Without the sun's energy, you die in 14. They've already studied that. So that gives you an idea. If you die without those energies, it wouldn't make sense that whatever the body's dealing with, you would want to introduce it. So that's my comment, that the healthcare professionals can address that topic.
Viral, I would chime in and just simply add, I know you've been with Nikan a long time, and you're using so many different technologies. Let's connect you with one of the healthcare professionals, Dr. Jackson, Elaine Connolly, Barb, you know, there's so many that would say, hey, why don't you tweak this or add this, because there's something deficient that's allowing that to continue, and just see where it goes. That would, and again, with anything, I know that, Herb, you over the years, you know, we can't make any medical claims of saying this is, why don't you try it? I had an experience that I shared with our people this week. I woke up one morning and my back was stiff and my shoulders were tight and I couldn't figure out what was going on. I thought, this is nuts. Well, I looked down and my Kinko ground was unclipped. I've been sleeping on it for over a month now and waking up with complete, total flexibility. And that one morning it got unclipped, and I don't know when I unclipped it during the night, but I thought, wow, is that a coincidence? So I don't know. So I plugged it back in, and the next morning I woke up and everything was right back to normal. Could bend over and touch my toes and, you know, no stiffness, no nothing. So was it a coincidence? I don't know. You know, but am I going to shout from the rooftops and tell everybody that this is the savior product of the century? No, because every person's body is different. But yeah. Anyway, Herb, thank you. I asked for, you know, 20, 25 minutes. You've given us a much more. I want to encourage people that, as Herb has been sharing, and so many of us have taken advantage of these every single day, there is a powerful testimony at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8:30 out on the East Coast. The Nikan Sizzle calls. They're about 10 to 15 minutes long, usually right at 10 to 12. Powerful overview, but even more powerful testimony. Monday through Friday, every single day. And they're hosted by a variety of different people. And tap into them. Not only are you going to learn and hear, but then connect your people to them. Herb does something amazing when he talks to people, because I've watched him in action. I've heard some of these stories. He's leveraging this wisdom, and then he's leveraging things like his book, Fit to Win. And if you haven't read it, pick up a copy, get a copy. Herb, what's the fastest way to get a copy of your book?
Well, just email me at winnerswellness@aol.com, winnerswellness@aol.com. And Vance, let me just finish up on the weekend function. They had a lovely dinner hosted by Nikan for the people that were contest winners on Friday night after the recognition. And then on Sunday, we were all treated to a California sunset on the beach with a wonderful picnic. It was just an amazing way to finish up the event. The sun went down right in the ocean, and it was a spectacular sunset, and everybody was enjoying sitting on the grass or sitting on the sand on their towels and blankets and just chit-chatting and just seeing one of the most beautiful visions in the world of just sitting there watching the sun go down on the ocean. It was just fabulous. Perfect event.
Well, I feel like, you know, between last weekend with Barb Satterwhite, Gwen Carter, and Mary Bowser sharing, and then I think we got a little bit of it, kind of a teaser taste. However, it doesn't replace the real thing. All of the events coming up are on the Nikan site, so if you've never taken one in like this, don't miss it again. They're just amazing. So, Herb, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it. Have
Appreciate
a great weekend.
It. You too, especially that it's Easter.